CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 14th of May 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines: Coronation Activities, RSGB Trophy Manager, Women in Engineering Day. The RSGB's coronation activities run until the end of June. After the successful special event station run by Cray Valley Amateur Radio Society, the Golf Bravo 23 Charlie call sign is now open for individual radio amateurs and clubs to use. You can also get involved in B-Connect, using one of the hundreds of call signs that Ofcom has made available for this activity. The RSGB District Representative Martin, M0TEB, activated Golf Bravo 23 Bravo India Romeo with Furness Amateur Radio Society and said the call sign attracted a lot of interest, so they would encourage others to get involved too. You can also download a special Coronation QSL card and work towards three different RSGB Coronation Awards. Details of all these activities are on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org/coronation. After serving for 9 years, the RSGB Trophy Manager is retiring and the Society is looking for a new volunteer for this role. The position is part of the RSGB Volunteer Leadership Team, reporting to the Board, working in close relationship with the three contest committees and the RSGB General Manager. The Trophy Manager looks after the RSGB's trophies, arranges for their engraving and presentation to recipients, and maintains the trophy's history. If you are interested in applying for the role or would like to find out more, please email golfmike.deltaechopapatango@rsgb.org.uk. We know that amateur radio is a great foundation for STEM careers. With that in mind, why not help the RSGB celebrate International Women in Engineering Day this June? The Society would love to share your stories of women in engineering roles to inspire future generations. If you, or girl or woman you know, aspire to work in engineering, are currently working as an engineer, or are retired from the profession, do get in touch with the RSGB comms team. Please send a photo and a brief story to comms@rsgb.org.uk by Monday the 22nd of May. Don't forget, the RSGB's May Tonight at 8 webinar will be live tomorrow, Monday the 15th of May. Watch the live stream and ask questions as Jack Purdom, W8TEE, and Al Peter, AC8GY, talk about the T41EP ALPS, a high-performance CW decoder. Mills on the Air is taking place this weekend. There are plenty of stations on the air, so why not give them a call? For more information, visit the www.deltadeltaalfaromeosierra.net website or contact millsontheair@gmail.com. Pubs and Clubs on the Air is also taking place this weekend. Today is the last chance to work stations from all over the UK that are active for the event. For more information, email golf1papauniformvictor@yahoo.co.uk or visit the golf6tangowhiskey.co.uk website. And now for details of rallies and events. The Brayhead Rally near Glasgow is taking place today. RetroTech UK, hosted by the British Vintage Wireless Society, will take place on Sunday the 21st of May. The venue will be Sports Connection, Leamington Road, Wrighton-on-Dunsmore, Coventry, Charlie Victor 8, 3 Foxtrot Lima. This large annual vintage technology fair will feature up to 200 indoor stalls, Private sellers and clubs and dealers will offer vintage items including radio, television, hi-fi, vinyl, 78s, cryophones, telephones, communications equipment, spare parts, and much more. There will also be a bring and buy area and free parking is available. The event is open to everyone and general admission from 10:30 a.m. is £10. Early entry from 9 a.m. costs £25. For more details, contact Jeremy, G8MLK, via email on Juliet Echo Zulu Zulu Echo Romeo number 3 at hotmail.com. By phone on 07799110080 or visit www.retrotechuk.com. Dunstable Downs Radio Club annual National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale will be taking place on Sunday the 21st of May as well. The venue will be Stockwood Park in Luton. All the usual facilities will be there. For more information, visit www.deltadeltaromeocharlieBootSale.org. And the Barry Amateur Radio Society Rally will take place on Saturday the 27th of May. The venue will be Sully Sports and Social Club, South Road, Sully, Charlie Fox Dot 64, 5 Sierra Papa. Doors open from 9:30 a.m. for the public and 7:30 a.m. for traders. Free parking is available on site. For more information, contact Steve on 07368 140795. Now the special event news. Victor India 2023 Hotel Romeo Hotel is the special call sign for members of the Wireless Institute of Australia to celebrate the coronation of King Charles III. The call sign will be active until the 31st of May, QSL, via operator's instructions. Look for special call sign Alpha Uniform 40 November Romeo Oscar, which is active until the 30th of June to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the National Institute of Amateur Radio in India. QSL via VU2NRO. Members of UBA Mehelen will be operating special event station Oscar Sierra 2-3 Sierra Oscar Mike until the 31st of May in celebration of Special Olympics Belgium's annual national games, this year to be held in Mehelen between the 17th and the 20th of May. A certificate will be available and details of how to download it will be published by the OS23SOMQRZ.com page. Now the DX news. Harold DF2WO will be active again as 9X-ray 2 Alpha Whiskey from Rwanda until tomorrow, 15th. He will operate using CW, SSB and digital modes on the HF and 6-meter bands, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS page. Giorgio India Uniform 5 Hotel Whiskey Sierra will be active as 5 Uniform Alpha 99 Whiskey Sierra from Niamey, Niger until the 15th of June. He will, in his spare time, he will be QRV on the 40 to 10 meter bands using FT8 and SSB, QSL via Logbook of the World or via EA5GL. James KI7MGY will be stationed in Djibouti until June and plans to be QRV as Juliet 28 Hotel Juliet on the 80, 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 meter bands using SSB and FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World. Pete M1PTR, Tom M0DCG and Kieran M5KJM / Echo India 6 Kilo Pepper from Stockport Radio Society are planning to operate as Echo Juliet 6 Kilo Papa from Great Blasket Island, EU007, on the 16th, 17th and 18th of May. Operating during daylight hours, they will be active on the 40, 20 and possibly 15 meter bands using SSB, QSL via the Bureau or OQRS. Now the contest news. Today, the 14th, the 70 megs CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC using CW on the 4-meter band, the exchange of signal reports, serial number and locator. UK and Crown Dependency stations also send the first two letters of their postcode. Also today, the UK microwave group millimeter wave contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 24, 47 and 76 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 16th, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3 gigs band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 17th, the 80 meter club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using data modes on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 18th, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 20th, the 144 megs May contest starts its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. UK and Crown Dependency stations also send the first two letters of their postcode. And on Sunday the 21st of May, the first 144 MHz Backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. UK and Crown Dependency stations also send the first two letters of their postcode. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 11th of May, 2023. Our topsy-turvy world of HF propagation continued last week with geomagnetic storms, solar flares, coronal mass ejections, proton events and more. The good news is that the solar flux index was at 170 by Thursday, but the bad news was that we had two episodes where the KP index hit 5, and there were at least 5 M-class flares. At least one of these flares was responsible for a coronal mass ejection, CME, which swept past the Earth on the 10th of May, with a solar wind speed close to 700 kilometres a second. Well, that was fierce, it was relatively short-lived, and the KP index was back to 3 on Thursday the 11th. The CME caused the maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path to decline to around 21 MHz at times on Wednesday, but by Thursday morning it was back up to nearly 28 MHz. The high proton flux also caused problems on the 10th of May. The protons, mainly from CMEs, moved down the Earth's magnetic field lines into the polar regions and caused massive ionization of the polar D region, leading to increased or total absorption of HF waves. This effect may last for as long as 10 days and is called a polar cap absorption event, or PCA. This affects signals going over the poles, such as the UK to the west coast of Canada and the United States, or to Japan and the Far East. Meanwhile, we are now underway with the sporadic E season, so make the most of the short skip and potential multi-hop sporadic E DX on 14 to 28 MHz. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center has the solar flux index declining slightly into the 150s. This is still more than enough to maintain DX on 21 MHz and higher at times. It also predicts that the KP index will be no higher than a stable 2 all week. However, that's hard to believe with the level of solar activity at the moment, and we could reasonably expect the Earth to be hit with a CME or two at some stage. This would see the KP index rising with the potential of reduced MUFs at times. And now the VHF and up propagation news. After a very unsettled end to the week, with lots of rain scatter reported, it will soon quieten down as a ridge of high pressure builds across the country to give some limited tropo opportunities for the start of the weekend. This will not last long, and by this evening, it will be heading back to unsettled, with low pressure, heavy rain, and rain scatter. This unsettled theme will last through the first half of the new week, together with strong northeasterly winds. Thereafter, high pressure will build again for the second half of the week, providing further tropo options. Keep a watch for aurora especially in view of the current unsettled solar state. CMEs will mean a very unsteady KP index, and anything higher than 5 should get your attention for auroral propagation. No significant meteor showers are expected this week, but QSOs using random meteors are always a possibility in the dawn hours. Likely to be of interest in the summer months ahead, there have already been sporadic e-openings on 6 meters CW and FT8 into Europe. Early evening, trans-equatorial 6-meter FT8 QSOs to South America, the Indian Ocean, and the South Atlantic were reported from the UK last week. Check propquest.co.uk for daily blogs and make use of the DX cluster and map plots to see where the actual centres of activity are located. Timings can be a bit random early in the season, but there tend to be 2 openings per day, one in the morning and a second during the late afternoon or early evening. Moon declination is rising, going positive again next Tuesday, but last Thursday's perigee means past losses are on the increase. 144 makes sky noises low, until Friday when the sun and moon are close in the sky for the whole moon window. Things return to normal early on Saturday, and sky noise is moderate. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, local news. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See Hotel Romeo November.world. Now, for the Southwest. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury from 7:30 p.m. Contact is keith.mike0tangomikeoscar@btinternet.com or visit www.bravovictoralfaromeosierra.org.uk. On Sundays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7 p.m. Wednesday sees another club night from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Contact is Sue. info@fox.romeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be operating the call sign Golf Bravo Zero Alpha Sierra Hotel from Ashton Windmill today, 14th, as part of the Mills on the Air weekend. The station will be active on the 40 and 20 meter bands as well as on the Southwest Cluster via time slot 1 Talk Group 950. And North Bristol Amateur Radio Club, in partnership with South Bristol Radio Club, is holding a special event to commemorate the loss of Flight 777A on the 1st of June 1943. The flight was en route from Portugal to Whitchurch Airport, now defunct, in Bristol. The event has been granted the rare call sign Golf Bravo 80 Alpha Golf Bravo Bravo, and the station will be active from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on the 30th of May to the 3rd of June on the 20 and 40 metre bands, and on the Southwest DMR Cluster Talk Group 950. For more information, visit the Golf Bravo 80 Alpha Golf Bravo Bravo page on qrz.com or email gb80agbb@golfbravo7bravosierra.com. Today, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be active for Mills on the Air weekend. On Thursday, members will be active in both Summits on the Air and Parks on the Air activities. Contact via enquiries@sierrabravoalfaromeocharlie.co.uk. On Thursday, Swindon Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at Pine Trees Community Centre from 7:30 p.m. Contact is vivm0iep on 07799-838-866. And on Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at the Parish Room, Yeovil, to enjoy a talk on NPR number plate recognition with G3OTK. Contact is via secretary@yeovil-alfaromeocharlie.com. In Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30pm on Tuesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm hosted by Glenn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG07900560080. Cwmbrân and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 10pm at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. The Society has a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GB3YA repeater, which is owned and maintained by the club. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411 595 103, or visit www.mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidael, Cardiff, CF146EA, at 7pm every Tuesday. Contact is via mikewhiskey6hoteldeltavictor@gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society. On Tuesday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7pm. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru has now moved to its new premises at Griffithstown Community Hall, Victoria Street, Griffithstown, Pontypool. Postcode November Papa 4, 5 Hotel Hotel. The next meeting will be on Monday, the 15th of May, tomorrow, 7pm till 9pm at the new location. The club has a D-Star net on DCS 002B on a Tuesday evening from 8pm. There's also an HF net on Wednesday evening on 1.938 megs, LS Bay, at 7:30pm. Contact is Chris 2W0OGY on 0747-363-0005. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8pm at the Bowles Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. New members are welcome. On Mondays, the club has a net via GV3YA from 7:30pm. Contact is mikealphatango.kilonovemberindiagolfhoteltango@gmail.com. And no meeting for Gloucester, though they have the usual net activities. And that ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.